Welcome to Build the Key. My name is CJ Romero, for anybody that doesn't know me, and this is the very first episode of Build the Key. So, a little nervous, a little excited. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, is it time to quit? Or maybe it's time to double down. How do you really tell? Well, let's go ahead and get into it. Not gonna trip if the sun don't shine. Not gonna trip, you know, I get mine. 2020 vision, I want all the loot. 2020 vision, I want all the loot. Not gonna trip if the sun don't shine. Not gonna trip, you know, I get mine. 2020 vision, I want all the loot. 2020 vision, I want all the loot. Welcome to Build the Key. My name is CJ Romero, for anybody that doesn't know me, and this is the very first episode of Build the Key. So, how do you really tell when you should give up on something that maybe, like, for me, I was trying to pursue music and, you know, make a true full-on career and living off of it. And I've been trying to pursue music for the last 10-ish years. Well, 2 years was just learning how to get into it, and then the other 8 was actually pursuing it and trying to make something from it, but generally around 10-ish years. Now, over that time, I've made some money from it. You know, I've had my ups and downs. It was a roller coaster of a ride. It's been chaos, but anyways, I am now currently taking a step back from music. So I still love music, still love everything about it. I'm still learning here and there, still playing songs, not really making as much songs as I used to, because during my time, I've noticed that I was beginning to lose that passion or feeling for it. And I remember watching this Gary Vee little clip on Instagram, and someone else was also saying, you know, I do love this. I really love this thing that I'm doing, but I'm losing interest in it or no longer have the ability to keep pushing forward with it. And he said, you know, it was more of a hookup than actual love. And hearing that, you know, that kind of clicked for me. And I was like, you know what? I feel with that, you know? So I thought back, when were the times that I really enjoyed music and why did I enjoy it? You know, what really kept me going? And I reflected back to, you know, all the times that I was with my friends and we're making music together. Those were the times that I loved the most. That's when I really enjoyed music. There was no real time where it was just me by myself making another beat and then feeling truly amazed and, you know, just that overwhelming positive energy from it. Those times only really came when me and my buddies, and we weren't even really trying to make like any hit songs in any sort of way. It was just more free flowing, just freedom in a way, you know. And those were the times that I enjoyed the most out of music. So it's like, all right, if I never truly enjoyed doing this on my own, how can I expect to carry it further on and make a full-on career out of it? Because I'm not always going to have the ability to meet up with friends all the time and make another song. And just the amount of effort that would go into, I feel like, would also take away some of that positive energy that I first initially felt from it, right? Some of the things, again, too, that kind of kept me going along was, you know, I made some money off of it. And if you want to know numbers, I made around $2,000, but the way I look at it is that was spread out across 10 years of hard work. So what is that, like $20 a year? That's pretty solid. But yeah, no, so I made some money, and you know, there were larger chunks towards my 8th and 9th year of doing music. So seeing that now come in was like, oh wow, I can do this. So, you know, I just got to keep grinding and stick it out. Fair enough. And the other thing too was that when I had just gotten out of school for music, I was making some beats here and there. But I was like, you know, if I really want to do this, at some point I'm going to have to get on stage and perform these as well. So, you know, me growing up, I was always the really shy kid, I guess, in a way. I wasn't overly shy. I'd still come talk to people, but it's like, you know, I was never that kid that got on stage and just started rocking the stage and getting everybody hyped, you know. I wasn't that life of the party kid. I was the kid sitting in the back corner. I don't really want to chat, but if you come talk, we'll talk. So best way, yeah, I was shy and I didn't really want to get on stage. You know, I was feeling overly nervous and just scared to do so. But I was like, look, if I really want to chase music, I'm going to have to do a show eventually. And, you know, a lot of creators, they'll say that, you know, for music, a lot of the money comes from doing a lot of gigs and selling, you know, all your extra stuff while you're performing. So I'm like, all right, I just need to set up a show and just go do it. So a show for another popular rapper was coming through and he's looking for opening artists. Cool, I went ahead. I was like, all right, I'm gonna submit for it. Got it. Now I just need to sell some tickets and then go do the show. Went, did the show. Kind of screwed up a few verses, but in the end, just actually getting on stage was like a major turning point for me in the sense that I was feeling more free and becoming, you know, less of a hermit. I was coming out of my shell. I was starting to grow, and that growth really did some great things for me. You know, it really opened me up more to be my ability to go out and start the conversation instead of waiting for it to come to me. So that feeling of being on stage was huge, and it definitely was a propellant for keeping me going in the music industry. Now, again, all the little tedious things in between, over time, it really started to eat away at my own mental health, because it's like I watch all these videos, all these courses I paid for, all this, basically wherever I could find information about how to make quality music. And I'm following them, you know, step by step, but I'm also experimenting and trying on my own, because, you know, you got to learn, and music is such an abstract thing to try and learn. There is no set way per se. So I'm over here trying, but I can see the growth from when I first started to where I was now, and it was tremendous amount of growth, but from where I was now to where I wanted to go was so far away. And thinking about it, it's like it took me 10 years to go from step one to where I am now. How long is it going to take me to go from where I am now to where I want to be? And to me, it was looking like it was going to be another 20 plus years at minimum, because it's just like the sound quality of where my music was at was nowhere near to those that I was listening to. Now, that was one issue that I was also facing is, you know, I'm constantly comparing myself to others around me. And it's like there were people that were, in a sense, on the same level as me, but their quality of production and music just far surpassed mine in every way possible. So seeing something like that, it's like, well, we have the same exact gear and setup, but my music sounds amateur and his actually sounds high quality professional standards that you would listen to normally. So it's like, how the hell do I jump that gap and get to that point? That's one area I was tremendously struggling getting past. And then the second part that kind of led towards me taking another step back from music is my constant need, of perfection. Like, I was just in this perfectionist mindset so much so that it almost made it physically impossible to make or to write any songs or produce any beats, because it's like it was the mix of comparison and perfectionism that were, you know, really having me drown, because I just, you know, I wasn't like him and I wanted to be like him, or, you know, Eminem, whatever. But also with writing the lyrics, it would be like, all right, I'd write a line and then I'd look at it and say, no, that's too cliche, or no, that's already been said, or you know what, that metaphor kind of sucks. It really doesn't make sense. Let me rewrite it and try again. And you know, I could barely write a 16-bar verse without it taking me almost a week to do so. And it was crazy too, because I would look back into my past to when I was first getting into it. I didn't care how terrible the bars were. I was writing, and every now and then I'd get, you know, those gold nuggets, and it was amazing. It was awesome. But along the way of actually trying to make something of this, I felt like I lost a lot of what really got me started. And so just like maybe 2 months ago, I decided I'm just going to take a step back. I'm not even going to make any more music right now. I'm just going to go back to it being more of a hobby than a career. And we'll just kind of see how I feel from there. So 2 months ago, you know, just kind of took a step back and haven't released any music since. And honestly, it's been freeing. It's been, I think me and music really weren't meant to be lovers. We were meant to be friends, right? Because, like, right now, you know, in the past, I wasn't concerned about learning the guitar. Now I kind of want to just take the time to step back, you know, learn a few instruments, play the piano. And honestly, I'm enjoying it a lot more than when I was trying to, you know, all right, I really need to learn the piano so now I can make this high quality beat and then I'll be even better and then I can make more money and then I can be more successful and then, you know, I'll be right at the level that I want to be at. I wasn't in the right mindset for it, right? But what I have built along the way was a lot more self-awareness. Now, am I going to go back to music? Honestly, probably not. Or at least I'm not going to make a career out of it. I'll still make music on the side just for my own fun and love of music. Especially, you know, I've spent 10 years with it. It's something it's now ingrained in me. I'm not really going to just toss it all away. I still want to, you know, just play guitar here and there, maybe do a little singing, something like that. But I'm not concerned with making something full scale out of it, right? Now, because I've taken this step back, I was kind of stuck in this area where it's like, I do have this, you know, kind of entrepreneurial side that wants to grow something, wants to build a business of some sort. You know, I don't want to be stuck with like my current job where I'm also in another predicament of where should I quit or should I just keep grinding and double down, you know? And that's, if you guys are interested in that, that'll be a whole nother story to go about. But right now, the biggest transition I'm making is between music. And since I'm not doing it, I was thinking, you know, what else would I possibly do? Because, you know, I've spent last 10 years trying to make something of music. Now it's like, well, I don't really want to do that anymore. But I do want to do something. You know, I want to get out there. I want to grow something, some business. I just have that need to do so, right? So I kind of took some time to think and reflect, you know, what could I do? You know, these are where I'm skilled at. How can I carry this into a new area? And did some thinking, look at some different areas, you know, drop shipping, Amazon, FBA, all those big fad stuff. And, you know, you'll hear often that one of the people I do enjoy, like always listening to and looking up to, is Gary Vee. Just the sheer amount of work that he's done, or even like Russ, and that was part of the reason why I was still sticking with music, but I can't put out the same level of music that he did, you know, a new song every week. I couldn't hit that. But it still impressed me that, you know, someone could put that amount of work in, right? So it's like, I know that I have that work ethic to where, you know, I need something that I can easily do in a sense that will help me that'll help me achieve that high level of production and consistency, right? Because when I was working on music, I realized that I really struggled with the product side, you know, the song itself, making it sound high quality, making, you know, just a real overall quality sounding song. Now, I noticed that I was very proficient in the marketing side of things and even the business side of things. Because like I said, I've made some money from music. Granted, it was later on stretched out when I compare it to my 10-year time period. But it was one of those things. It's like I said, it came in chunks. So it's like, all right, now I release this album and I just made $700 off of it, but it barely got any plays, which is, it's baffling to see some stats like that. So to be honest, I was like, I know how to market this product. I know how to make, you know, return of investment, whatever, ROI on my own product. But the reason why I never market it to such a large scale is because I never felt confident enough in what I was putting out. So it's like, you know, it was a double-edged sword. I know what to do, I know how to do it, but I don't want to do it because I just didn't feel confident with what I had. So it just kept me in this, you know, this little box where it's like I can't get out of it because I'm almost choosing not to get out of it, right? So, you know, I spent a lot of time practicing investing and the whole marketing side because I knew eventually I'm going to have to push this out and get it out there in order to get, I guess, recognition for my music. And there was a few times I did it for a couple songs, and those songs got a couple thousand plays, and people enjoyed it. And, you know, I had some reoccurring listeners coming back. But again, the follow-up, you know, 30 other songs I would make, I couldn't really push them out because I didn't feel as confident about them as I did with this song or this previous song, you know? It was like every 15 songs I made, one of them just might actually be gold in my own perspective. And I know the tricky part too is like I can never really predict what song people are going to love the most. Because I made one where it was just like I wrote 8 bars and I was listening to another song and their entire song was just 8 bars repeated multiple times. It's like, I can do that. They're popular. I don't get why I can't just do that and have this song blow up. And lo and behold, I make the song and it actually does pretty well. But in my own perspective, I'm thinking like, I honestly don't like this. You know, I was more the guy that wanted to be lyrical. So making something so simple in a way just kind of baffled me that people actually enjoyed it. And it's just one of those things where it's like, I just hate this song, but I'll leave it up because others enjoy it. But it's like, I can't keep repeating that process because it's just going to tear me down more and more, right? So again, just constantly reflecting during these last 2 months, thinking what could work best for me? What do I enjoy? You know, really just diving into my own self-awareness, right? So, you know, during my reflection, I thought back to way back to high school. And this is a little funny, but so I thought way back to high school when a lot of my friends, my close friends, they had a nickname for me. They would call me Buddha. Part of that was because I was a little fat and chunky, little chunky kid back then. But now they mostly called me Buddha because I was always that encourager in a way. Like, hey, you know, someone would say, hey, I got a dream of doing yada yada. I'd be like, dude, definitely go do that. You know, here's this practical way of going to pursue your goals, right? And, you know, I had some friends too where they're like, I just don't know what to do. And I've been in that spot before too, especially during high school. Most kids, they have no idea what to do. They're just kind of drifting through, and you just do what you enjoy. And a lot of the times for me, it was just playing games all day. But, you know, it was that same thing where it's like, what do I do? And I was like, you know, just go try something. Just try anything, you know. You do know what you like, so just try something out of it, you know. And I've had many, many situations like these where, I guess not situations, many times where my friends would come to me, and it's not like they're entirely looking for advice. They're just looking for someone to, like, that encouragement, kind of. And it's a little bit of advice in there as well. But I've noticed, you know, I've always been that go-to person. People would call me, you know, friends would call me up and just want to talk. And, you know, I was always that person where it's like, I encourage you to go do what you love, right? So what is it that I do love enough that I could continuously do? Now, that is a little bit of a tough question because, you know, just from my own experience now and perspective now, I don't truly feel that you'll honestly know until you just start experimenting with the things that you do like and, you know, just trying to make something from that. Like for me, I love playing games. I enjoy it. I tried at one point to do the whole Twitch stuff, but after experimenting with it, I realized, you know, this honestly isn't really me. I just don't see myself playing games every day and trying to be that, you know, Twitch entertainer. And, you know, number two, I'm not nearly as skilled as the rest of these guys. Granted, it also takes time to be that, and maybe I could eventually be that level, but I just didn't see myself being that guy. So it's like, all right, what through my past have I done that I have enjoyed, you know, I've enjoyed tremendously, and that I feel I could turn into something suitable for myself? I mean, you're listening to it right now. Looking back, I've realized, all right, I am an encourager in a way of positive mindset and building a, I guess, a side hustle for yourself so you don't have to stick to the normal traditional path of things. You know, that's, again, it's just my perspective and view of life. I don't want to be stuck working my own current job for the rest of my life, despite what decent things could come out of it. I would rather go outside the norm and pursue what it is that I truly see myself doing, right? So despite the fact that I've always been that shy, quiet person as well, but I have always enjoyed being that encourager. Cool. I've always been the person where someone might come to me for some sort of advice in a way, or just seeking, you know, comfort ship, I guess, if that's a word. But so, yeah, someone, you know, people usually, friends will usually come to me for some sense of support. All right. From music, I've always enjoyed the live performance side of it. So if I ever had the chance to do speaking, you know, public speaking events, I feel that I would do, you know, I'd do decent at those. And honestly, I would love to do something of that sort. So I'm like, all right, you know, public speaking could be something that I can integrate in somehow. So it's like, all right, a lot of this is just speaking stuff in a sense. So where's the best way that I could bring this in that'll guide me to these larger scale stuff, or essentially how can I make this some sort of career for myself? So it's like, all right, during my time of music, I've always began to love more the marketing and business side of things. And I noticed that that's where I was really good at compared to the creative side. So I was like, I know that I'm not probably the most creative in a way, but I do have the work ethic and I know how to get it out there. So it's like, okay, what can I do that allows me to speak that doesn't require too much, you know, over fascinating, creative explosiveness, exaggerating, but, you know, it doesn't require to me to be, to need that overt Pablo Picasso side of me. You know, I can still create something and still fully flesh it out in a way, but, you know, I got to keep it somewhat simple for myself to make it easier for myself. But I am skilled at the getting it out there side. So it's like, all right, I got to work on the product. The product is I want to be able to share advice in a way or share my side or perspective, and then I can produce it and then push it out easily. So I'm like, all right, what then is best for me? And then again, this is when I saw another Gary V video where he's like, podcasting. I was like, oh, instantly clicked right there. Yeah, that's me. And I've always loved the idea too of like doing a YouTube channel, you know, like I've made music videos and those can be, at least for me, again, that requires more of the creative side. So those were tremendously tough for me to complete and make. But I have made them. So I was like, if I don't have to do that huge level of production creatively and just know, all right, I can plan these shots out. I can talk about this. I can do it right here, yada, yada, yada. I have my whole list laid out. It's not massive creative side, but it is structured that it works for me. And I'm like, all right, this feels like me. I'll do podcasts and I'll start a YouTube channel. And then at this point, it's just like, all right, what do I talk about? For me, I've always, again, loved marketing and business. And now during my current place in life or perspective in life, I'll say, I'm really focused on building the right mindset and mentality for myself. And just to prove so, you know, like from music, I took a step back just so I can reflect and really build that self-awareness. And also during this time, I have also hired a personal trainer to help me not only build a good mindset for myself health-wise, but also help me build that consistency and, you know, help me work on my own physical health. So I feel like my physical health, while also my mental health, that I'm both trying to combine and adjust and grow, are just two major factors that I needed before I could honestly dive into anything. You know, basically, all this has been like a refresh start for me. But a lot of the stuff that I'm carrying over is what makes it that I'm not truly quitting anything. I know this has been a long rant, but here is the main point of all this. It's like podcasting, I'm still using everything I know from music. And this could lead me into doing public speaking gigs where, again, it's like I'm getting on stage and basically doing a live show. In a sense, right? So this whole transition and adjustment was a refresh for me, but it's also, you know, I'm not truly quitting what I was doing. I'm just adjusting and refocusing based off of my own self-awareness that I've built during this time, which all this then leads down to the idea of my brand or the idea of this podcast, which is called Build the Key, where the best way to describe this is like in the very first Iron Man movie, when he's in the cave and he's building his Iron Man suit. If you guys remember the blueprints, on those blueprints, there were separate individual pieces of paper that maybe one of them lays out the shoulder and how it will be built and constructed. And then the next one's the arm piece and then the hand. And then you got the body and then the left side, you know, your left arm, shoulder, all that. Then you got your legs and then the head. So all these are on individual papers. And when they're spread out, you know, it's just one little piece. But when you stack them all on top of each other, you see the full suit that's going to be made, right? So build the key for me, in a sense, is that same blueprint. It's like, all right, I did. It's like, all right, I pursued music, but it wasn't for me. But the things that I've learned, that knowledge, I can take this, you know, this piece right here and put it right here. And then I'll take this piece that, you know, from when I tried Shopify and the things I learned from that. And maybe I'll connect it here. And now I'll take this new piece and we'll set it here. And I'll take this other piece that I learned. We'll put it here. And basically, at this point, I'm now starting to build the actual key that I want that will now open the door that I've been trying to pass through, right? So in a sense, this isn't really me trying to tell you, hey, this is how you know exactly when to quit and give up. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not giving up. And I don't think it's a tricky thing, because it's like, I know my end goal that I have in mind. I know where it is that I'm trying to go. But as far as which key will open this door, that's the part that I'm not giving up on. So it's like, all right, music was a part of that key, but all of it doesn't really fit for this door. Only a piece. Now, I just need to adjust and adapt a little bit to find the next piece that'll help me build the right key for this door, right? So that's really my main point for this. It's not that you're quitting, you're just adjusting, you're growing, you're using self-awareness to truly figure out who it is that you are and then how to build the right key for your door, right? So for me, this podcast that I'm going to continue to work on and grow with, it's not going to be about what you should do, because honestly, only you will know what's best for you. It'll be more about my own journey towards building my own mindset and business, right? And it's like, I'll share, you know, on Instagram, you should do X, X, and X because it's working best for me. Now, granted, will it work best for you? I can't entirely say so. This is more of just like a document and journey that if you are able to take pieces from, that's awesome. That's kind of what I am looking for, because I don't personally know you enough or your situation enough to tell you exactly what to do. So all of this is just based off of my own experiences and perspectives that I hope to share, that I hope someone else can connect to and take something from it that'll, again, help you in your own with growing and helping you build your key, you know, getting you closer to opening up that door that you've been trying to go through. So if you enjoyed this, I really hope you stick around for more. You know, there's somewhere to drop a like. Please drop a like. That'd be awesome. First episode down. Whew, start of a long journey. But yeah, if you did enjoy this, I really hope you stick around for the next episode. I'll be talking about, like, why I feel a lot of us get positivity wrong, or basically why it feels like we're trying to force positivity onto our own selves, and the reason why that just doesn't work, and what four things I feel will actually build the best positivity for yourself that'll help you along your journey. I'll have, you know, this podcast, but I'll also have a YouTube channel that I plan on starting as well too. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, it'll be a little bit shorter. And then if you're ever interested in listening to the longer version, you just hop over to the podcast. So again, next episode will be about positivity and the four things I feel that will help you build the right motivation for yourself. And then again, check me out wherever. But my name's CJ. You got the tools. All you got to do is just build the key. If you want any perspective on how to do it, just come on back. Take it easy. Peace. Yeah.
Talking to my mirror like I love you so much. Curving on my critics like I heard you, so what? You can't kill my confidence, I think I'm the man. Tally all the f*** I ever gave on my head. Lately I've been living like I can't take a loss. They ain't wanna help me, that's what made me a boss. You can't kill my confidence, I think I'm the man. We don't give a f***, that's what they don't understand.
I'm back again like flu season. I broke records while loose leafing. I'm coming now on my roof.